Leicester, it's Jonathan Lampon here with you this morning, all the way through until 9 o'clock. It's 7:52, and now it's time for Thought for the Day with Reverend Helen Hayes, curate for the Bradgate team. Morning, Helen.
Good morning. I wonder how many times you've wished there was someone you could talk to and felt there was just no one. Perhaps the thing you needed to talk about was just too painful or difficult, or maybe there was no one you could trust. If you have ever been in that situation, you will know just how hard that is. Many people face that situation every day, carrying difficult circumstances around with them, feeling that there is no one to help. Mental health issues cause immense stress to those who have to deal with them, and both the individuals who suffer and the family and friends who seek to support them, and often there is not appropriate care available. Yesterday it was reported that frontline police officers in Leicestershire are being trained to deal with emergency mental health care in the hope it will save lives. In a statement, Chief Constable Simon Cole talked about the need for 24/7 crisis care so that people in crisis know who to call, or their friends and family know who to call, so that all the agencies can work together to support them. He said, "Often we can save lives just by the way a police officer talks to somebody." They're wonderful words, aren't they? The idea of saving lives by the way we speak to someone. Jesus always had time for those people who were in desperate need, and often those were the people that everybody else ignored. They weren't important people, usually the invisible and marginalised, but Jesus didn't care. He was there to help. I give thanks for the initiative that the Leicester Police Force is taking to care for those most vulnerable in our society, and pray that these crisis care centres can be available for those that need them. And for those who feel burdened and alone today, may they find the listening ear they're looking for.
Helen, thank you very much indeed. Reverend Helen Hayes, their curate for the Bradgate team, with her thought for the day. Thank you very much.